Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
All right, hello everybody. Welcome to the Bald and the Beautiful podcast. I am Melissa.
My name is Kevin. Hello.
I'm Angel.
Thanks, Lee.
And we are reviewing Sister Wives. Apparently, I said Married at First Sight last week. I don't.
Listen.
Apparently, I did.
You see how we don't be paying attention. We're like, yeah, it's white people. We here.
We in white people business. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Season 18, episode 12, Can't See the Forest. And I just, before we get started.
For the trees.
Child. I got.
Whoever's naming these episodes, they be like, I know this
one. I actually enjoyed my Instacart girl. I just want to start really quickly because last week we talked about the fashion icon that is Christine Brown.
And listen, she's inspiring women across the world.
And she is inspiring women across the world. I am one of them, okay? Because last week, oh, I forgot my blazer. Last week you said I would not wear her outfit.
And if you think that this is anywhere similar, yes, you've lied to yourself.
Yes, I did. First of all, she said sweater weather. What do I have on?
Okay, you have on a crop sweater.
Okay, thank you very much. She said pencil skirts. I didn't have a pencil skirt. So I decided
really
to go with
things.
Yes, no, it doesn't. Because I have pants on that is the equivalent of her tights.
Melissa, I want you to screenshot this picture and put up what you want people to believe
she
that you're wearing.
She likes boots. What do I have on?
Melissa, stop it.
Is this not a boot?
Melissa, you reaching.
She has a green sweater on. What color are my pants?
I got it. I got so now I know what it means to be inspired.
She had gloves on.
But why did Melissa?
I had on a sweater last episode. Like what?
The only thing I forgot is my blazer. I left it at the house.
If you're gonna do it, you need to do it all the way.
No.
Go to Goodwill and pick up the clothes on the ground. And
this is from Zara.
Who's Zara?
Her entire outfit is from Zara.
Is that what she linked on her Like to Know
It?
Yes,
absolutely.
LTK.
Her stuff is from Barra.
I borrowed it from
it from Goodwill.
What's the name of that? The Lululemon?
LuLaRoe.
This ain't even as bad. LuLaRoe wouldn't even do this. She had that harsh, go back to that thick skirt. Them doggone tights.
You could put potatoes in that skirt.
She said sweater. This material is what they use to make sweaters.
It's the literal same outfit. Her legs are fully covered. Mine too.
So turn your screen because Marcus needs to see that.
I forgot you were making that joke.
Get out of here. Go to the bathroom.
I forgot you said that.
No. What really sells it is the blonde on the blonde. That's
the closest thing you have to her.
Correct.
Is the blonde.
All I'm saying is.
Melissa, go to the bathroom
and say Anna Wintour. This is Anna Wintour.
Stop.
She is a fashion girly.
She said it's very
Instagram.
Similar. Pencil and skirt.
She got on high waisted wide leg pants. She got on sweater stockings.
I have on pants.
And you have
same
on pants.
Thing.
Our legs are covered.
Our legs are covered.
Okay.
She has on boots. I have on boots. Her legs are covered. My legs are covered. She has on green. I have on green. She has a sweater. I have a sweater. It's literally the same outfit.
And you would be.
You sound like Janelle trying to keep everybody together.
She sounds like a grandmother getting the Christmas list wrong. I asked for a PlayStation 5. Well, what I got you was a train station. You see, the word station is in both, and you can play with it all the time.
Dog.
You don't even need the internet.
Speaking of Christmas, my worst Christmas story ever. I asked for NBA Live 96. My grandma got me a sweater.
It's the same. Fashion icon.
You messed up when you asked your grandparents for technology.
She laid it on my bed. And when she came in to check on it, and she must have seen my face. And she was like, there's kids who is cold. And I was like, here we go.
That's what they always do.
Here we go.
Yeah, but
I wasn't cold before now.
Now. Just put whatever you could have put towards the sweater. Just give that to me. I'll cut some more grass to get NBA Live.
And now I'm beat up because people going
to
see me.
I never wore that sweater either. She went back to El Paso. I was like, you're not going to get me beat up for nothing.
That's so funny. Well, I have another thing to say about Christine as a fashion icon, because shortly after she went on a cruise with Janelle and her husband, and look what she has on. That this is sheer. This is
oh, well, you sexy. Can see her belly.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that.
I don't
that.
Want to, but.
That I, you guys probably can't see it, but I need you guys to go to her Instagram. It's
this
Christine.
Real time?
Yes, this is 4 days ago. She is living her life.
4 days ago.
Christine underscore Brown SW. Go to the post 4 days ago. It's her husband, David Woolley or Wally or whatever his name is. Christine is in the middle, fully sexed out.
Yeah.
And
sexed out.
But also, yes, absolutely. And Janelle, Janelle has cleavage again.
She got cleavage. She got a little bit of this. She almost almost went all the way to shoulder.
You're right.
Me and actually, me and Christine are dressed same just outfit. Alike.
Same outfit.
Me and Chris, me and not Christine. Me and Janelle's. Yeah, we got both got on big watches. Yeah, we both got on open toe shoes.
Your toes are showing.
Tighter pants.
Yes.
And then we showing a lot of this skin.
Kev, twins. You and old boy got on red in y'all shirts.
David Woolley, twins.
Yeah.
And Marcus, you like the sky, the blue, and the jeans. There you go.
As soon as it get dark, Marcus, you can look at all the constellations.
Do you guys want to recreate this picture? Because I think we have all of them. Yeah.
You just got to get horizontal to be the sky.
Do you think you could third wheel a cruise like that?
With Janelle?
Could you be Janelle?
In the way that they grew up? Absolutely.
In your regular life, though, you couldn't?
No.
You couldn't?
No.
What, go on a trip with a couple?
Yes.
No, you couldn't?
But they're sister wives still.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Sorry. Yeah, they're still sister wives.
It's a, that's a very important.
Could y'all read my lips when I said to Kim?
Differentiating factor.
He be mean.
Yeah, it is. It is. Okay, moving on to the episode. Let's start with Mary. So I listened to this podcast. I just have one thing to say before we get really into it, right? I listened to this podcast, and they keep bringing this up, and this is the first time I really noticed it, and that is this. Production has given up on Mary so bad that you guys notice that all of her scenes are filmed like this.
Yes, that's why it's mad, because that's also what makes her dead tooth darker. It's because they have her shooting it with the camera.
First of all, we gonna come off the tooth and stay off of it.
Well, no, I'm just saying they should respect
her
more.
Once a tooth is dead, ain't nothing you can do.
You are right. It is just be dead.
Veneers.
Yeah,
you can go I'm here for it.
But I ain't getting no veneers.
I didn't even think about that, Angel. That's a fantastic point. Production was just like.
They don't care. I don't
think. That's not nice.
No, but. So this is the thing. This is what they said on the podcast.
Angel,
I think it's hilarious.
You said that.
I don't think that they even tell her anymore that they're filming. Mm-hmm. And she's just submitting footage to them.
No.
Because she doesn't have a storyline anymore.
And then the story, people are like, okay, just... Okay, she got to cut the trees down. We'll figure it out in post.
Literally.
This is her every time. Hey, y'all, I'm on this program too. I used to be... I mean, technically, I'm married... It was one catfish really mess up the whole thing. My mom, she also got the most real estate. She's a real estate baron.
Well, the thing is, she has a better storyline than Robin. So I'll take her camera footage. Robin ain't doing shit but crying.
And a lot of people got different color teeth. Everybody's teeth ain't the same color.
I'm not mad at her tooth not being alive. I'm mad that they keep having her shoot on a camera that makes it look more dead.
Look, I killed this damn thing.
Do you want to
right
tell us the story?
Right after it came in.
What did you do? Did you hit something?
Yeah.
What'd you hit?
I was swinging on the washer and the dryer. The thing that I've been told to do.
Yeah. As a kid?
I was swinging, I said, and my hand slipped, and that tooth contacted the corner of the dryer, and blood went everywhere.
And it's so funny, because
that tooth was as dark as your pants the next day.
And in real life, it's very hard to see.
You can't see it.
I never noticed.
Now y'all going to see it.
No.
Because Angie keep talking about her too.
I've known you for many years. I never noticed.
He was showing me this video. This is when Marcus realized, things ain't right. He was showing me a video. You remember you were recording your grandma's 100th birthday party with a camcorder. And somehow the way the camcorder balances, that tooth was black as hell in that camera.
I said, what the hell?
He said, what the hell is my tooth doing? I was like.
And then all the memories flooded back.
Your tooth wasn't doing blackface.
It was. It really was in blackface.
For real. Racist ass too.
That's how I know certain cameras, they don't do right. Yeah, they not letting her shoot with the right
camera.
She
got the iPhone 13.
Get off of it, okay?
No, I'm sorry.
In real life, her teeth is probably beautiful.
I don't think so.
I feel bad for
you.
You
want to go to her Instagram?
Let's see.
It's Lulu. Why do I want to say Lululemon so bad?
LuLaRoe.
Yeah. It might have a La. Lula.
Because it's named. Yes. Because it's named after her the grandkids or something, they said.
Yeah, all three of the grandkids.
Oh, no, she's, that's it. The video always going to tell you the truth.
I don't, her.
Okay. Because I think in the photos, no, it's there.
Oh, she hit hers harder than I hit mine.
Let me see.
I think she's, but it's filtered. You can tell the smoothing. Oh, yeah.
The thing is hers is more of a, the it's browner than it is gray. Which,
plus
you know.
I feel so. Hey,
who's
yeah,
that?
Marcus.
That's
really
her best friend. What you talking?
Jen?
What, yeah, from that's the episode? Jen. Yeah.
Okay.
She even, hashtag best friends.
She could probably see it better if she had glasses from Warby Parker.
Mm-hmm.
Warby Parker offers everything you need for happier eyes. Eyeglasses, sunglasses, contact lenses, and eye exams. And you can shop with them online or in stores. Glasses start at $95, including prescription lenses. Try Warby Parker's free home try-on program. Order 5 pair of glasses to try at home for free. There's no obligation to buy. Ships free and includes a prepaid return shipping label. Try 5 pair of glasses at home for free at warbyparker.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
Let me tell you about my own personal experience. I actually did the home try-on, and I got 5 pairs of sunglasses because I don't need prescriptive glasses. And I was able to pick out the shape I wanted, the style I wanted. And then what's great, because I have a big head and a big face, I have to try on my sunglasses because I'm special like that. But I was still able to find 3 pair of sunglasses that I was able to match up with my wardrobe as well. So I knew I had glasses that I could wear throughout the year that I was going to look fire in. And I returned the ones I didn't want in the prepaid returned shipping label and packaging, and was only charged for the ones I kept. I loved them. They fit great, great quality. So let me tell y'all one more time what we want you to do, because we want you to try this at home. Try on, because it's a free try on, right? You want to go to warbyparker.com/TBTB and try 5 pair of glasses at home for free.
Very good. Okay, can we also talk about Mary's odd control freak nature of her house?
Okay, so I just want to say this. I laughed out loud. She said, I don't like circles.
It was so funny to me, too.
They said, we're going to make anything a story right now.
I don't like circles.
When they made that a segment, I said, y'all don't have nothing else.
Countertops.
The white countertops.
I can get why she didn't want it white.
I'm mad that they made this a large chunk of the episode.
Because Mary, what else are they going to show of Mary? This footage is 17 right. years old.
But they need to put some of the pressure on Robin then. They don't.
Because Robin was MIA this episode.
Yes. They were like, you ain't got nothing to cry about. She was like, no. They said, okay, well, you're out. Like, they need to put some pressure on her, because Mary is really over here juggling knives trying to give us entertainment. And she didn't probably having to pay Jen. Jen's exciting. She's so excited. Oh. She's in there. And then they brought in the gay designer. Oh. I said, now, you know, we needed this.
Blair?
This is diversity, huh? Oh. This is a diversity episode.
This is fantastic. I love
him. Blair!
He came in with his whiteboard and said, this is going to be your house. Mary said, no more wire hangers!
That's exactly what it made me think.
That's exactly
that is
what
literally,
was.
I was trying to make a video, but then I just lost interest because that's how boring Mary is. I was like, I'm going to make a, you know what? Nobody's even going to get this, but that is exactly what I thought. I don't like circles. And she was like, you guys know how much I don't like stuff. Remember my house in Vegas?
It was crazy.
And she was like, I don't like this.
To be a part of our trip to, oh, but she's not in, this is not in Flagstaff. So when we do Flagstaff.
She has a wonderful life outside of Flagstaff.
Yes. So I want us to not only visit the Mexican restaurant.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Then I want to go to her boutique in the Courage House.
Oh, my God, so yes. Do I.
I want to try on some clothes.
Oh, my God, this is such a good idea.
Flagstaff is near Phoenix.
I think it's the butthole of Arizona.
2 hours.
Melissa is on one today.
The butthole
She's
of Arizona?
Like, it is the butthole. Let's do that, and then let's go to the Courage. Let's try on stuff. Y'all can try
the
on.
The Bartaminium might be done by then.
Ooh.
I'm going to buy ammo.
I'm definitely going to. You okay, should.
Probably
Cody
got bullets.
Cody sell ammo.
And he does.
Cody ain't sell no dog on bullets.
And then we're going to go to Coyote Pass.
Keep it in Arizona
Pass.
And not bring it to California.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's what you would have to do.
You can't do that?
No.
You no, you, no, you are, will not do that. It's illegal. We would never
do that. Why, though? I'm not going to do it, but I'm curious.
is bringing it over borders. I don't know.
But you bought it.
Because you're supposed to register your
That sounds like a federal offense. Y'all probably shouldn't say that on camera. This
no,
is
he
like
said, well, we're not going to do it. Under no circumstances are we going to do it.
Oh, I'm finna say, y'all finna be on. I'm not a lawyer, but. Right.
Let me tell you what, Mel. If I ever do some crime, I don't care if I'm the most serious person in the world. Don't you cover it on that. I'm not a lawyer, but.
Oh, she better. Got to.
Oh, she better not. Oh, unless you're biased. You better turn that gray thing and be like, he's telling the truth. And you tell whatever.
That is my favorite part. When it turns to gray when she has to do like an insert of a thought. I'd be like, that's such a great
it's
technique.
So shady.
Come on.
He said he wasn't there.
I'm gonna make it a
good here's a picture of him there.
We love it.
I be watching Mel's TikToks like I don't know her.
One of my favorite things on earth right now is her finding her own, we just talked about this yesterday, her own place in like the social media content.
Yeah.
Where people find her and don't realize we're related.
Yes, I don't like
that.
So
they're like, oh my God, I love it.
I comment on her video with you in there. I said, is that Kev on Stage's wife?
Because that's what people say.
Yeah.
Oh my God, look at you, you're growing, you're with Miss Kev on Stage. And I'm just like, this is great.
You're with Miss Kev on Stage?
This is fantastic. Crazy.
I've known her for a long time, actually, believe it or not.
Just met her.
Yes,
I'm just a fan.
We've just been a really huge benefit to her life.
Yeah, I struggle with
paid her way through. We paid her way through college. Don't let her ever let you forget that.
We didn't.
We paid her way through.
Anyway.
She would have been.
I struggled that first episode because first she's episode? Such a good storyteller.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just sitting there listening and not offering a damn thing.
Yes.
And I was like, I thought she was
underreported.
Yeah. I thought she was going to finish and then I was going to chime in. So I'm like.
I did a bad job, too.
Oh.
I don't think you can do a bad job.
No, when I watched yours, I was like, this is probably what it looks like. Good.
Trash. I had to apologize. I was like, I am so sorry.
I was just like, I was forgetting the camera was in. I'm the talent.
Audience. Yeah, you part of it.
Because she'd be telling us stories at the house.
And it'd be good.
And I'd be like, what?
I feel like she could get an Emmy for that.
Come on.
For that show. She should submit.
She should submit.
The people that be reaching out to her.
The daytime Emmys or the Webbies.
The daytime Emmys, or the
Streamies.
Or the
NAACP Image Awards.
She definitely should do that. I don't know if they have a category for it.
They do. It's called I'm Not a Lawyer, but Best Person Who Does That.
For that specific cat. Yep, I got it.
I love it.
It's a new category.
Okay, I want it. Last thing is, I also want Mary to stop meeting people online.
She didn't learn.
She loves it. She can't get enough, but that's how she sells her LuLaRoe.
She said, this time I'm going to do video. I'm not going to, you ain't going to get me twice. Now I make sure do video. I can see them.
I'm like, girl, she's bored. And because she's in a pyramid scheme, a multi-level marketing situation, she's got to find other people to scheme into those leggings.
80% of the people fall underneath.
Yeah. Yes.
Only the people who make money is the 20%
of
time.
She's clearly somewhere at the top the way she is. I mean, this is her online
boutique.
She is
lying.
She needs a brick and mortar. Although, the little podcast that I listened to said that they listened to one of her lives. Mm-hmm. And apparently, you have to say, like, Lion 1, 2, 3 or whatever.
Yeah. Lion?
Yeah.
Lion.
Like whatever the
those
thing
people
is.
Underneath you.
Yes. And they said she be going off on them people. And
what do you mean?
Like during the live when people are buying the stuff.
Yeah.
Like you're like, you know, I want, you know, the stars 1, 2, 3. And she's like, you have to say line.
This is all she has control over.
Oh my God.
I don't like circles.
I want to watch one.
Also, we haven't got to this point yet.
Let's get to
Cody
it.
Disrespects this woman every day, every episode.
He doesn't like
she
her,
can
not.
See clearly everything else, but how else can the man say I don't want you?
You know what he is? He's like every like sitcom. You know how they got the two that beef, like Pam and Martin.
Yes.
Like George Jefferson. And
yes.
Except they don't be responding to him. He just be tearing in on
Marcus. That's exactly what it's like. I'd be like,
Red
girl.
Fox, I Hester. Like,
fight
be-
back.
This is Pepe Le Pew and the cat. Except for Cody is the cat.
I finally saw
and
how
Mary
bad.
Is Pepe Le Pew.
I finally saw how bad his hair is.
Oh, that little tendrils
got nothing right here, and then he's got them tensils. I said, oh, that's what they be talking about.
He might have the cameraman on like a secret payroll because it don't happen as often as it probably could.
No, yeah, this episode, like it was strong.
They shoot up.
He be looking at her and be like, why you keep talking to me? We ain't married like that.
You know how delusional she has to be. One, if the LuLaRoe isn't enough. The fact that he was like, I don't want to go back to what we were. And she said, I don't want to go back either. Let's move forward. Let's discover each other. He was like, I want to know nothing about you.
Moving forward is us going separate directions.
I paused the episode and said, girl, no, come on.
It's everything.
That's not what he's saying.
She doesn't. Actually, I think she does understand everything he's saying, Melissa. But I think she chooses to not.
Mm-mm, Stockholm
I think
syndrome.
She got to touch a dummy.
He don't want to go back or forward. He don't want to go anywhere with you.
He don't want to be in a circle with her. He's like, I don't want to be near you.
I just don't like you at all. Please divorce me so I don't have to get, I don't want to have to do it to you. Said,
change your zip code, please.
My God.
They're already divorced.
It's been like 8 years, they said.
It's been 8 whole years.
I don't understand what she's holding on to because he has said, he really does. I need her to listen to Fantasia. If you don't want me, then don't talk to me.
He said, I don't want you. And she said, then talk to me.
But she needs to, she's also the other person. Go ahead and free yourself. Free yourself.
She said, he'd be like, girl, I gave up. She'd be like, and I didn't.
And I didn't.
Yeah. She's the only thing holding herself in there, though.
Yes.
You can't blame
well, and the lies that she's being fed by Robin.
Yeah, it's still her, though.
Robin.
Why is that? Why do they have this? This demented partnership. And she's like, Rob, I think it was like 2 or 3 episodes ago when she was like, no, you know, you got to keep me in.
Because
when I moved to.
Because Robin's psycho.
What does she get out of it, though? It seems like she wants Cody for herself.
I think she pillow talks with Cody at night. Let me tell you what I told this dummy. And she believed me.
She believed me.
He was like, why do you keep doing that?
I tried to put her in the roof above a barn, and she said no.
Yeah. That was the one time she told him no, though. She was like, no, I'm not doing that.
No, you ain't going to make me sleep with the hay.
If you called it something else, but a barn,
no. The reason why she
no
didn't want to be up
do.
Here is there's too many circles up here. She would have, if it was straight lines and no whiteboards, she'd be like, why are they able to make it work? And I feel like me and Cody are getting closer. He's discovering that I have arachnophobia because of all the spiders that crawl on me at night.
And the funny thing is, to me, he'd be legit complaining about how Christine left made him feel. Oh, him and Janelle are not close. But at the same time, Mary, okay, you yuck. Mary, I don't want to be with you, though. Mary, I don't know what I was. And you were my first
play
wife.
In traffic.
Bruh. Yeah. And they went back in time. Everybody was like, when they first got together, it was great. And they was all smiling and stuff. And he was whispering in her ear, like, you know, the sister wife, that's how you get in. You see how I treat the first wife. And he's like, okay, I got the real women. Now you scram, you ugly buffalo. Like, don't call her that. You got me defending a random white woman from a city I don't live in.
She's literally the bait on the hook. Like, let me take this woman and stab it on this hook and mutilize it.
Mutilize it.
Let her go.
Mutilize it.
Mutilize it's right.
Yeah, mutilize the hell out of it.
Go back and go to Catfish. I feel like at least she was having genuine conversations.
Oh, yeah. She was having time of her. Then she tries to downplay it. Everything was blown out of proportion. Mary, you was finna leave.
You were getting ready to leave for an imaginary person.
Yes.
That like person was somebody out of production. This is how we gonna get you in the story.
Right.
I'm gonna text you.
Just like she leaving for an imaginary business.
She talking about, I gotta move my business. Girl, you is a drop ship business. Your business could be anywhere.
Literally.
She's like, I gotta move the stock. It'd be 3 shirts. Put that in your back seat and go back home and stop playing with us.
You know, LuLaRoe gonna show you 5,000 pieces.
They got a whole documentary about how this thing was fake.
She packed that in a toiletry. Put that Ziploc bag.
I'm watching a documentary about how this company is basically a whole scam, and this girl is still selling it on the gram today.
Yeah, because she's in a scam of a marriage, too.
Her whole life is a scam.
It is.
She need to be on. Just switch her over to 90 Day Fiancé. You could keep her in the universe. Somebody from Bangladesh would be happy to. What?
Fiance. Oh, yeah. She could get taken advantage of real quick.
He said he only loves me for love, but I think it's the green card. And the man be like, it is the green card, but I do love you. And she'd be like,
he loves me.
Yeah, she should switch. Mary.
Get you a man from Bangladesh.
Go to 90 Day.
Would you go to Bangladesh?
No. Okay, let's move on to Christine. So she's having her 50th
birthday.
What was the theme again?
It was like a sock hop. It was like a, I think it was a sock hop.
Yeah, it was. Like 50s theme-ish situation. It's the hard launch of David Woolley. For me, Woolley, whatever his last name is, everything. I'm dating. Yes, I think I'd love. And you're just like, you know, the next probably 2-3 episodes, David is going to
start
officially enter the scene. Oh, I have one more thing about Mary.
Let me go back. I like talking about
her. Did you guys notice the tear down tree metaphor?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not as bad as I thought.
Oh,
she was dreading the trees being torn down.
Trees, it's going to look so different. It wasn't that bad, though.
I said, okay, a little heavy-handed.
I believe first the all, writers. Geez.
Did you really?
Yes. Give them EGOT. This is
the whole EGOT?
Oh, all the letters. Give them the award. This metaphor, they played it throughout the whole episode. So in the beginning, you're just like, oh, the tree. What are we talking about?
They also made it seem like her thing was in the middle of Sherwood Forest.
Then we're talking about
four trees in this thing.
Oh,
it was so dark.
Yes.
When they showed that house, I said, get off my... Ooh, get off my laptop. There's four trees in the front and two in the back.
I just immediately went to, why would you plant trees that close to your house? It's going to mess up the foundation.
That's what I thought, too.
Because they were once connected.
Because them pipes.
And then when they had to come down, she had to struggle with losing her heritage.
Melissa.
And then.
Melissa.
And then she chose herself.
Is that the house that the old person died in?
That was the house of her grandparents' great niece.
Yes.
Planted.
There you go.
That she has taken care of all of these years.
You're going to give yourself a nosebleed.
She, there's a little blood trickling out of her ear.
Great niece twice she's like, removed.
She's a great niece.
What's wrong with my nose? You're pushing too hard.
Yeah, you're pushing too way too hard, babe. You're going to pop
because
something.
You guys don't understand the significance. You guys, this is deep writing. You guys are in the kiddie pool. They're in the Pacific.
They're in the Pacific.
Let me tell you what's funny about people. When y'all be, you know, some people in the world, their family dies and they leave them stuff. Usually in the black household, they leave us problems and bills in general.
Yeah.
And they be sad. Cholesterol. These folk be dying and that you inherit something. There's only so sad you can be when you got a whole property that's free and clear. Yeah. You be like, grandma, die. It is so crazy. Sell this. Get them trees cut down. That's about 400 grand to the clear. You
so
be
this
sad.
Is our third property?
She is talking play Monopoly, and Janelle lives in the toilet of this office.
I was like,
Janelle lives in a dorm at Utah Valley State.
She got the B&B.
Nah, she lives in the closet.
She got the boutique.
Uh-huh, the carriage house.
Thank you. She got the barndominium.
She's Johnny Rockefeller.
What's the property they gonna build on?
Coyote Pass.
She's a Mr. Monopoly man,
and she not giving Janelle nothing.
No, she's like, you stay in that 11-foot little
said, piece of something. Go buy some LuLaRoe shoes and live in the box.
But I was, did look like a lot of room for 1,200 square feet. That looked larger than what I thought. Janelle's place.
Cody cracked me up. We could just build a casita. That's just, you're going to say, I hate when people say one word like they speak Spanish.
Yeah,
but then we're going to just go out and build the casita. Stop the saying that house, like that.
I was just glad the house wasn't a mess. They were standing in the kitchen. And I said, the only thing y'all missing in here is HelloFresh.
Because
it's America's number one meal kit. We love it because we can skip steps through the grocery store. We can stop wasting because they send us pre-portioned ingredients right to our doorstep. And the Tanksleys, we get it every Sunday. Yeah, so I know what we eating throughout the week. The holidays are right around the corner, and HelloFresh can help take the stress out of dinner by delivering everything you need to cook up tasty meals right at your door, saving you tons of time. Everyone wants to cut back on errands and spending time in checkout lines this year. So skip the extra grocery store trip instead and get fresh ingredients and delicious recipes delivered with HelloFresh. Just pick your meals and decide on delivery date and sit back. And just like always, HelloFresh ingredients travel from the farm to your door so you know that they're fresh and everything arrives pre-portioned so that you can get right to cooking quick. I personally allow HelloFresh to pick our meals every week. I don't even go on there. I just say, send me what you got, because what we did was we chose the pescatarian plan. Mm-hmm. So we know we're not going to have any meat in there that we don't eat. And we know the stuff is going to be very flavorful, and it's going to offer variety. Because if it's me choosing, it's going to be chicken and broccoli every time. And who wants to do that every day? I don't. Thank you, HelloFresh. Mm-hmm. So go to HelloFresh.com/TBTBFree.
TBTBFree.
And use code TBTBFree.
TBTBFree.
For free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active.
And they said for life.
Yes, that's what they said.
That's a long time.
That's free breakfast for life. At HelloFresh.com/TBTB.
TBTBFree.
Free.
TBTB free.
With code TBTB free.
TBTB free.
It's HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. So once you save money by getting HelloFresh, you need to go ahead and get your money back from these other subscription companies that you don't need with Rocket Money.
Rocket Money!
We rocking with Rocket Money over here at the Bald and the Beautiful. Okay? So listen here. If you don't know what subscriptions you have going on, I'm telling you right now, you're losing money. You might think you know what you subscribe to and when you canceled. You don't. This is why Rocket Money exists, okay? Because a lot of us struggle saving money each month. And with Rocket Money, you can quickly identify all those sneaky subscriptions that keep charging you month after month and cancel any you no longer use. It's such an easy way to start saving money. Start saving money. Did you know that 80% of people who have subscriptions they've forgotten about? It's too easy to subscribe to a free trial of something and then completely forget about it once you stop using it, right? As the monthly charge starts to roll in. That's why we're such a huge fan of Rocket Money. Now listen, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. With Rocket Money, you can easily cancel the ones you don't want with just the press of a button. No more hold lines, hold times, and annoying emails with customer service. Rocket Money does all the work for you. Rocket Money can even negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money also lets you monitor all your expenses in one place, recommends custom budgets based on your past spending, and they'll even send you notifications when you've reached your spending limits. With over 5 million users and counting, Rocket Money has helped save its customers an average of $720 a year, and that's $1 billion in savings so far. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and manage your money the easy way by going to RocketMoney.com/bald.
Bald.
That's RocketMoney.com/bald.
Bald.
RocketMoney.com/bald.
Bald.
All right, let's move on to Christine. How do we feel about McKelty telling Robin the pregnancy news before whole mama?
Ain't no MFing way. Let me tell you what better not ever happen. That's why God, thank God he didn't give me a daughter because those would be fighting words.
You getting elevated now at the hypothetical thought of it happening.
That would be fight, even though we ain't got no sister wives. If you tell anybody outside of maybe your best friend and the person you made the baby with before me, adult, that like,
what did the baby? What did the baby? They told the girl's mom first.
Well, I already understand because I don't have a daughter that I'm not gonna be high up on the like the if my son gets a girl pregnant. I know the girl's mama gonna be told before me. Okay. That's why I said thank God I don't have a daughter because if this were to happen,
right.
I'm fighting you. Mm. Once you get them grandbabies up out of your body, I'm punching on you site? While you still in the hospital bed.
In the uterus?
No, as soon as they poop, 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 pop, in your face. You will never do me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. You'll never do me like that.
Also, quick aside, because I know this episode was a little light. The media needs to show what babies really look like.
Oh.
In theory, you know what a baby looks like.
Mm-hmm.
You think because you've seen a lot of episodes of TV, them babies when you see a movie, that baby born, it'd be 3 months old.
Oh yeah, they can't work before 6 weeks, I think, in Hollywood.
So I mean, I knew in theory,
eyes wide open.
Yes, I knew like okay, that's not what babies look like. Was a little surprised by how different actual babies. Fresh born.
Mine were ugly as hell.
They look like aliens.
They yeah,
exactly.
With look
blood and dust.
Amar looked like Megamind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. We got four boys and they was all ugly when they first.
They look like lizard children. Their skin's all purple.
Wrinkly.
Isaiah
didn't even second? Fit his skin.
Joe? Oh. Joe. Zay looked like Isaiah's Men in Black. Remember when the dude, the alien like was Edgar?
Yes.
Edgar, your skin's fall off your bones.
Yes.
Zay was like, they didn't know he was being born. They were like, he gonna need that skin in 3 weeks. Just take it now.
Yeah.
He had all kind of, the elbow, I said, boy, you flapping over here.
Skin. Not Amar, what's his name? Sai looked like a freshly hatched bird.
That's what I used to call him, little bird. And I used to look at him, I say, are you gonna be special? Tell me. It's okay, I'm gonna take care of you because I was like, this baby about to be a little special child. He did. He looked like, and that's how he moved too.
Like animatronic almost.
He was born, even though he was born at term, he looked like a preemie. Fully looked like a preemie. I was like, oh.
I was freaking out. I was like, y'all, that episode of Martin, this is, them baby was just like, wow. I was like, they was like, your son. I was like, Ugh. Yeah. I hold it.
That's what Marcus did when he seen the twins. He was like,
he's like, is this what y'all get?
He was like, here's your brothers. He was,
when you be in the birthing room, because by the time they bring you to like the wedding,
humans.
Yeah, because that blood, I mean, there's a lot going on. It's a very traumatic thing. But it was just, it was a lot for one day.
It was.
Melissa was bleeding. The baby was there. The doctor was talking about Italian marble. I was like, whew.
That was for Joe.
That was Joe.
Yeah, for Isaiah.
Oops.
No, Mark.
Isaiah didn't make it almost died. And they just brought him. He was like, here.
Make it through on that.
His little bottle was like this big, remember? Yeah, yeah. And also, hospitals, let me say one more thing.
Go for it, Kev.
Y'all need to tell the people that that stuff y'all giving them is not free.
Oh, it's showing.
I thought all them little beanies and little Infamils.
It is. What you mean it ain't free?
Angel, they was offering us little socks.
You mean it's blankets. Free after you pay for it?
No, it's free. Because how much you have to pay to be in the hospital?
Oh, and versus?
No. Like, it's a part. Well, at least when I gave birth, you pay a hospital fee to have your baby at the hospital. Like a G, like $1,200. What you take whatever the hell's in that room.
That is not what happened.
Oh, yeah.
But I've seen the line items of Melissa.
I also had preeclampsia, so maybe that's why I was in for an extended. Like technically, Isaiah was released from the hospital before me.
Okay,
and so our stuff was itemized.
Oh yeah, no, in out here in the LA area, they charge you a grip to be in the hospital to have the baby, and so anything in that little cart. For the baby? Oh, I cleared that thing
that's
out.
That's not what happened for us. Melissa's had they had like a birthing fee. Mm-hmm. It was now the insurance covered it, but it was like $32,000. I remember. And then they was like blankets, X4, whatever.
Oh, they dirty bottles, for that.
I was like, fine if y'all gonna charge us, but don't tell us, don't make me think we could just take stuff. Oh. Also, this one good thing happened. The blueberry pancakes at that hospital was so good.
It was good. I like the cocktail
man,
they
that
made
cocktail,
me.
That fruit? The cranberry,
orange, and apple juice with the small ice cube.
They had them cold apple juices when they
were bringing the angel. I'm like, bring me one too, please.
Man. And they had Sonic Ice as well.
Man.
Yeah, the little bitty ice cube.
Yeah,
thing. The
love
little balls.
Sonic Ice.
Oh, it was so delicious. But that's the only thing I liked. But I did. I took stuff that I didn't even want to use.
Have y'all seen them TikToks in Scotland where they give you the baby box? The government sends you a box of
that's because other countries care about their citizens.
Scotland. Josh, it's stupid. They give you this huge box. It's like, I don't know, basically about this much, but if that was half, full of like all the stuff I was just talking about, all for the baby's first full year.
Oh, that's
and
great.
Every new parent gets it. I mean, obviously you pay into healthcare. In America, there's like, dang, you had a baby. That's crazy. $3 for the blanket. You know,
they did America's y'all wrong in Washington or wherever y'all were.
Yeah, Washington State.
They did us wrong.
They did y'all wrong. That's
America's medical system. It's just trash as hell.
Doggone deductions and stuff.
Yeah.
We had to pay a lot to be in the hospital, and the rooms recovering was small. You could pay to upgrade, but everything that was in there, they were helping us pack it up. They were like, it's included in what you paid. I was
Did y'all baby get born in Beverly Hills?
In Santa Monica.
Oh. We was in Tacoma on the hilltop. It was a different situation.
No, yeah.
It was like, don't even breathe too much because there's a certain amount of air you should have.
No,
you was, and that extra breath, we're going to let you go this time.
And it could be because we were in there longer. Like I said, technically, I was in the hospital probably two days, maybe even three days longer.
For sure, three.
Uh-huh. Than Isaiah.
Yes.
He was ready to get on out there. It was like, not huddle.
You sit down. Yeah, we got to get your blood pressure together.
Yeah, we got to get your blood pressure together.
Also, one more last thing. Having a baby and them just giving you the baby because it's y'all getting pregnant, you don't know what I know.
Mm-mm.
I can't get this car seat in. I was almost at a nervous breakdown. I couldn't get that car seat in the first time. Melissa was up there and the guy was like, you got it? I was like, yeah.
I was useless.
Why'd you say yes if you didn't?
Because I felt like as a father, I needed to have it. But it was one that clipped to the back. That was kind of new to me. I like the one through the seatbelt through the back.
You could still use the seatbelt.
Marcus, you don't know what I could
the
use.
New, the way they do it now, Mel's situation with Kai, I'd be like, girl, tap
no,
somebody else.
No, that thing
in.
Is a goddamn Rubik's Cube.
You talking about the Duna?
No, her car seat.
Because it turns into a stroller. That one?
I don't know what I'm doing.
Greg, yeah. I think, was Mel gone? one of them was gone and the other one had the kids over to there. I don't remember which one. We spent 15 minutes trying to figure out how to take this goddamn thing out the car.
One time, Mel had to FaceTime Greg to help her take it out.
So that's what it was. It was me and Mel trying to figure it out.
I said, what is this? Girl. Because back in the day, clearly wasn't all that secure. Because the ones today... is very secure. You can't take it out if you wanted to.
No.
Back in the day, you press the button, that thing said, take out.
Take it out.
That's how I do all mine.
Get on out.
I don't use the stuff to come with it. I use a seatbelt, lock that seatbelt. We good to go.
That's all we used to do. You used to have your sticky hand in there and pull it through.
Pull it through.
Yeah. That was it. That's all.
Yank it out. Let it start locking. Yeah.
You feel it real quick.
I can move the vehicle by moving that seat, we good to go.
Move the vehicle.
It's locked.
Yeah, if I go like that, the whole truck move. All right.
It's good.
Yeah.
Y'all hush saying, oh my God, Kevin, I'm trying to feel the episode because there ain't nothing happening on Sister Wives.
Hey, no, I love it. I did it the whole last episode.
Yeah, man.
No, that's cool because we coming to y'all next. All right. Right when we go to. No, we're going to talk about y'all, who y'all told first and when y'all had y'all twins.
We got to tell our parents all at the same time.
Who we told first?
That was like, you remember?
Yeah, we told
them
all at the same time.
It was outside of, what's that restaurant?
I was going to say Old Charlie's.
No. Come on. It's in the North Ridge Mall.
Jersey Mike's.
No.
Stone Oven.
I mean, it's in the parking lot of the North Ridge
Red Robin.
Wood Ranch Barbecue and Grill.
I was going to say Wood Ranch.
No, you're close. It's closer to the street.
Yard Hills.
Claim Jumpers.
Claim Jumpers. It's closed now.
Yeah, it's closed now.
I was going to say Macaroni Grill was going to be the next one.
Claim Jumpers.
Yeah, they are.
We were coming out of Claim Jumpers. His parents were
in town. That taboo, by the way.
Yeah, that was great. Y'all did a really good job.
Absolutely.
His parents were in town. My mother was in town. And we had just found out that morning that I was pregnant. And Marcus really didn't want to say anything because it was early. And I was just like, but we won't get a chance to tell them face to face. If this is our last time.
By the time we find out, everything else is like, well, God dang, it's so late in the process.
Yep.
So.
Not in person. We have to tell them on the phone.
We didn't know we were pregnant with twins. We just knew we were pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I was going to ask you.
And Wendell was there too.
Our friend Wendell was there. Mm-hmm. So we told the four of
them. Yeah, we were leaving Claim Jumpers in the parking lot. I was like, so Angel's pregnant. And everybody was like,
wait, you told him in the parking lot? Why you didn't tell him in the restaurant?
Because we weren't sure if we was going
to
tell
him. I hadn't gotten Marcus to agree yet.
Got it.
And because it was like literally extremely early. It was just like, God dang, we ain't supposed to be telling people this.
Got it.
This might be something false or something. We don't know.
Yep.
So then it was just like dead silent. Everybody. Oh my God.
Oh, I'm so proud of y'all. This is after he was about to tip the Claim Jumper man about $1.
Daddy had a $5 maximum.
Oh,
your dad?
He gonna $2 tip $5.
No matter the bill.
No, it could be a $3,000 bill. Sure, $5.
$2 was mine for a long time.
And there were six of us who ate at Claim Jumpers, and he was going to tip five for the entire table.
That was
gonna
be the whole tip?
Yes. The whole tip. Daddy didn't
play. Did they have bad service?
No. But Kevin, no. I think you
go back to Tacoma, Kev.
Yeah, he's for some reason. You gotta remember. You ain't had money but for 3 days. You need to remember 4 days ago.
Yeah. Kevin do be trying to.
Because for a
Remember Saturday, all right? Yes. Don't think about Monday. Go back to Saturday, damn it.
It didn't matter what the bill was. That didn't have a factor in how much I tipped.
Yeah.
The tip was $2. Good service,
you see how
$2.
Appalled he was?
Bad service,
I was hotter.
$2. $30 bill, $2. Yeah. $500 bill, $2.
Here's the difference, though. $500 bill, are you crazy that we would never do that? Our bills was never more than $20.
We never even had the money to do. I only allotted.
A $2 tip has always been 20% of our meal. We don't have. Remember, we was at Applebee's. We went to Applebee's. It used to be happy hour.
Yeah,
you could get the meal for half price. When they switched to you have to buy a soda to get this deal, I was like, "How are we supposed to live?" How are we supposed to live? The soda $4.95 is more than the wings.
Let me tell you, when we sat at that table, Mr. Nate paid for everybody's dinner, right?
No, yeah.
And I saw the thing, and I saw the tip that he wrote in, and I was like, "Y'all got some cash? We need to put down tip." He was like, "I put tip on there."
Exactly.
I done paid all his money for his food.
I took care of it.
Correct,
I said,
Mr. Nate.
You can't do that here in California.
Why not?
Said, that's exactly. He's like, "Why can't I?" I said, "These people have to live. These people have to be able to pay their bills."
He said, "I got I got to live too. I got tickets to buy. I got gas.
The problem is the American economy that thinks that I should tip people enough to make a living wage. No, no, no. You pay people.
Pay them
enough.
That's what happens in Europe. When we first went to Europe, we tried to tip, and they were like, "What are you? Oh, Americans. We don't do that here. They actually pay us to work."
That would be so great. That would be phenomenal.
The food's a little more, but we get paid a regular living wage.
People be like, if you don't like it, leave. If it was easier to leave, we would.
You say that like I ain't looked it up. Yeah. My brother used to be like, we should move to Namibia.
He did.
Y'all, that's what's wrong with the black folks, man. I said, I never even heard. I think it was actually, is it Namibia or is it pronounced Nambia?
I said Nambia.
He didn't even know where it was.
But he just wanted to go.
He was in the barbershop. Everybody was
black folk there.
We got to go to Namibia. See, y'all want to stay in America. I've never been outside of the United States. You want me to move?
You want me to another continent? My house and go somewhere.
I work at the bank.
I know.
What am I going to do at the bank?
You're going to work at the Namibia Bank.
Namibia Incorporated Banking LTD.
Listen, you might be sad, but listen, the show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's the end of the year season, okay? And I look forward to the holidays. Do you all?
Yes. I can't wait. It's my favorite season, so I got a Christmas shirt on.
Yes, but you know what? Some people struggle with seasonal blues, right? And a lot of times the holidays bring about you thinking of things that haven't come to fruition, some traumas that have happened in life. A lot of things can happen during the holiday season, and that can stress you out. I know I feel the need to get all the things done that I said I wanted to get done in the year, and I look over my life, and if I haven't accomplished the things that I said I wanted the year, it disappoints me. Mm-hmm. Well, this time of year can be a lot, and it's natural to feel some sadness and anxiety about it, but adding something new and positive to your life can counteract, okay? Some of those feelings. Therapy can be a bright spot amid all the stress and change. Something to look forward to make you feel grounded, to give you tools to manage everything going on. Tell me about how your therapy experience has been, Marcus.
My therapy experience has been great. I knew it was an issue when I did just a really quick, simple download of how my mind works. And my therapist was like, wow. He was like, you have a lot going on up there. I was like, yeah, so yeah, it's been great learning about myself.
Listen.
It is fantastic, Marcus. I agree with you.
And so we feel like it can be great for you. And if you're thinking about giving therapy a try, go ahead and give it a try at BetterHelp. With BetterHelp, it's completely online, so it is extremely flexible, convenient, and it's meant to work around your schedule and wherever you want to do it, in the car, in the garage, in your office, at home, in the bed. It can be done where you need to get it done. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. Find your bright spot for this season. I'm going to say that again. Find your bright spot this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/TBTB today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
You just can't wait until after the read.
There's no way to go. My lips are dry.
You could have. They would have been dry.
I thought it was on the main.
It's never on the main when I do ad reads.
My brother died.
Kevin?
My daddy died.
My brother died. Listen. My brother died after.
He's like, that's new one.
So.
My niece died. Okay, I'm winning.
No, no.
My grandfather is the most recent of all of these
deaths.
God
dang it.
So. He was old. This is more tragic.
Hold on. First of all, I've never had a natural.
And I'm sorry your grandfather died. Hold on.
Yeah, sorry to hear that.
Sorry your grandfather died.
He was old. He was ready to get up out of here.
Okay.
Back on a lighter note. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. Yes.
No, back on a lighter note. The way Kev put his hands on his hips and he turned. I've never in my life wanted to do
put
this.
Your wrist back backwards like
that. I used to have a joke about that.
Kev went over there and put on chapstick and put the other on.
And I just was like, okay, now he'll just wait until I finish.
In my mind, y'all. In my mind, that is right. Temptations. Black folks don't acknowledge no other side of night but that
to
one.
You?
Yes.
Why we to think in my mind is we need to do that video.
Yes.
In my mind. In my mind, though, y'all are on the wide, and I'm walking out the side. I forget Josh, y'all camera's here.
Yeah,
that's my bad, y'all. I always think, because when the live, it looks like this.
Right.
Oh, but I forget on the ad, it's this.
I got to do this with y'all real quick. Okay, so that.
Hold on.
Okay. It is rude, okay?
Oh, okay, here we go.
One lock wonder, you're right.
We're about to do this trend real quick, TBTB style. Oh, we got to do this as a whole episode once. Okay, hold on. If you know the words of this song.
Oh, my God.
Sing along. along. Sing along. Roo.
Dolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Yeah!
I didn't know what was
I don't know what that opening part was.
I didn't hear. I was trying. It's I was confusion.
Is that a thing? Is that a TikTok thing?
So before each round, you sing that. If you know the words of the song, sing along, sing along. And you give them as little as possible.
Got it.
To see.
What is the, where did this come from?
It's a TikTok trend.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah. It's so fun because you sing the first part super obnoxious. It's, I don't know why, but it's fun. So if I did it again and I was like,
Now it's a game and I love gaming.
Yes, yeah.
You said woo and I was like, Paul, is this association? I don't know what's happening.
We shot this yesterday and this food did that.
If you know the words of this song.
He got irritated. He pushed the mic away.
Sing along.
Okay.
I'm sorry, One Lock Wonder.
I
don't have a lot for Christmas. That's one thing. I just heard that on 94.7 The Wave, the hits from today and hits from yesterday.
Oh, they do, and it's Christmas time.
We need to see her, man.
You chapstick in your mustache?
Huh?
Do you put chapstick in your mustache?
Sometimes I go a little too high. Yeah, it's not on purpose.
Why you been eating chicken?
Yeah.
He got in there.
I felt it on my mustache when you said that. Sometimes I go too high.
No, it was the light was reflecting. I was glistening.
We need to work with Kai on it. Kai looked like he got Lay's potato chips glued to his lips.
His Kai lips got severe chap.
He's always looking like at his lips floor. Like he's LL Cool J. And I'm like, just put on chapstick.
Who's Kai?
Kai.
Yeah, Kai. Yeah,
no, Sai just has like a ruffle. Crusty face.
I want to ask y'all a random question. This is based on Lay Twins. I forgot
he
I had
put
this.
It on
oh, Lay Twins. I
feel like this is not a real story, but it did bring up
that they
something.
They got 27 kids.
37 kids. I didn't think it was real. But my the Lay Twins, Beyonce
and Dance Twins. Beyonce, they're two guys.
Speaking of, it made me wonder, if money was no object, right? How many kids would you want? Healthy and all that stuff. And money's not an issue. You like, say you grew up like Kardashians, you know you're not going to have no bread problems. So you could have the help that you want. No issue. How many kids would you want?
I would say four. But if I were a little more insane, I would go up to eight.
Four to eight's a pretty big jump.
Yeah. Yeah. But I like the evenness of it.
Four to eight. What about you?
I would cap out at three only if.
Really?
Only if I can guarantee a girl the third time. Yeah. If not, two hands, two kids, I'm done.
Mm-hmm. But you got help.
I said two. That's it.
Tank.
Before I got not one single more.
Really?
That fifth one can kiss my ass. The next four that you want can all kiss my ass. I will be the biggest deadbeat.
What? To the post four
kids? I would be Big Cody. Look, I got four. I had four before y'all came. Look,
y'all are grown. My obligation is to the younger ones.
But I need to
ones.
Be there for them. They grew up in a harder time than y'all. Y'all got technology. These four right here is the ones I'm
y'all
taking care
technology.
Of.
Technology?
Big Cody. I'm getting bangs put in. I'm going to keep the rest bottle.
Get the bang. Oh, I was going to say that. It's a great joke.
Be over it.
That's so real.
Throwing that shit back.
No, you if they would be your four daughters, and you would just love them.
Four daughters, I quit after the second.
I'm going to get the rest out of you. Don't you worry.
I would want like 12 kids. If money was no object.
Hold on.
I can believe it.
Niece, let me call you back. We're shooting. Okay, bye.
I was watching The Crown, and the queen was like, the girl's like, you never a mother to us. She's like, girl, I just need to have y'all. I got people to raise y'all. I am the queen. I'm not a mother. I am a queen. So I'm not trying to say I would do that. Mm-hmm. But if you have, like, help, the worst parts of the nights and all that type of stuff, that ain't really the issue.
Yeah.
If that's the case, I'd have little Fredericks running everywhere. I'd be like George Foreman, Kevin the second, Kevin the third. Wanye did that too. He can name all them boys Wanye.
I would end up with eight trying to get a girl. I can't make them.
That's why I said.
I would get them spun up out of you.
All right, we're going to spin it on
up out of you.
You have to guarantee at that point.
We're going to spin it on that fourth one.
The four. What you mean? We already have.
Because I'm only having four.
No, we already have four.
Oh, well, then
I would not Nick Cannon it. I probably would. Somebody said they're not coming out of his body. Fair.
And that, too.
That's a good
three
point.
Three max.
Serg.
I need.
Serg it
the
out.
The way your body looks, you could do six, Liz.
No, it's not about that. I don't have it in me.
Have other people to have it.
Well, yeah, seriously.
Oh, surrogacy?
Yeah, you have some.
When he says no money, when he says money is not an object, and it's like Kardashians, they don't have half of the kids.
Oh, wait a minute. Like, surrogacy? I'm going to go, folks.
Right. Now you sound like you've been spayed. Oh, surrogacy, let me get phone to possible.
You know what the thing is, though? I actually enjoy pregnancy, though.
You did.
I enjoy pregnancy because I like the weight gain.
Okay, so you choose which ones you have.
If I could choose, I don't know. It's a lot, though, still. It's a lot, though.
It's funny because when Melissa was pregnant, she both was pregnant at the apex in the middle of the summer. Mm-hmm. And she used to be hot, and she used to be so irritated.
Shut up, Melanie.
Oh, I was like, what?
Sorry.
Liz would be so... I have such distinct memories. I remember we was outside of Monique's apartment one time. Uh-huh. I feel like it might have been a baby shower. Chopping it up. And I'm pulling around the corner. Melissa had her hand on her hip. She was just like, and it's so doggone hot.
No, but don't do me. I enjoyed pregnancy.
You did,
a lot.
But you was hot and irritated.
No, I enjoyed it.
You was hot, though. You can't take my memory from me.
We're moving on. Anything else y'all want to add to your, how you talk? You know, fraternal twins run on your side. You got twins in your family?
It all runs through the mama. It never runs through anybody
so
else.
So you got twins in your family?
Yes, but not enough that I thought I was going to have twins.
Oh, I see.
They discovered some twins from back in the day.
No, like I had a cousin who had two sets of twins. My grandmother had twins that I guess didn't survive the womb. I didn't know that.
People used to be dying during that birth.
Oh, yeah,
kids,
definitely.
Moms. It was a dice roll.
Still do, yeah.
And they died on Game of Thrones, too, and the lady gave birth, and she told the dragon to kill her.
Yeah. I be
real life over here.
Game of Thrones is real to me. It's based on real. You just have a dragon.
Kevin.
All right.
I want one.
If I have one, I'm burning down y'all truck. I'm not going to hurt nobody, but when you leave it outside, I'm going to burn it down and be like, hey, you didn't think it was real.
You going to get me another truck.
I'll get you another truck, but I'm going to prove a point, though.
I'll be like, damn, that boy do got a dragon.
Give me a ride down to that dealership and get me another truck.
Can we ride it?
That's why he was worried about having, I'm switching back to what we're talking about. He was worried about having the fourth because of the possibility of another set of twins.
Now, that's crazy. If y'all went from four to six, for sure, I would be livid.
No, you.
Yeah, I would be livid if I were you.
I would always be mad if I was me too.
Well, no, if we went in for a fifth, it wouldn't matter how many showed up. We already in the insane territory.
That's true.
And you can't I can't believe I'm at six now.
True. You have four.
If you already got four and go in for a fifth,
anything sounds
right.
We got four kids. We got six kids
up there.
We got 20 kids.
Although I feel like there is a fad right now in lifestyle influencers to get pregnant and have a litter of children.
And let me tell you what, also, I want y'all to stop this. You want to talk about a content I hate. What? The people get up in the middle to show you how hard it is to do the baby at night with the influencer, though. And they turn the camera on, then they got it. You to show my baby.
You even have a camera.
The fact that if you recording yourself getting out of the bed, that means you had to get up and turn the light on. Then fake. There's no video I'm making where I got a fake sleep and it's not part of the joke.
Right.
Your baby crying for real, and you taking difference.
I've never seen these videos, but that's hilarious. No.
Oh, Liz.
Get to that baby.
They is fully lit, and I'm thinking about the edit. Turn that light on, and you fake got back. Your baby crying in the real world.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Why are you doing this?
Oh, yeah, no, I don't got
anything
time for
I do,
that.
If it's a sketch, you're going to know it's a sketch.
Yeah, 100%.
It's right.
It's out to be a sketch.
Right. Doggone baby is like, if my mom was over here on the doggone gram, I'm pissy.
I can't set that up. My titties be out. I'll be having on the Depends draws. What are we showing?
You got the Nightwood, wake up, don't know it.
Right. I can't record
that. The Nightwood.
You're not in
Nightwood.
The
Nightwood. Nightwood would be crazy.
It'd be stone
Marcus,
marble.
You gotta pee up.
Yeah.
You gotta be a doggone physicist.
Stand away from the damn.
I gotta get a parabola going.
It's been
it hurts to push down.
I put the top up. I'm like, and then I gotta scoot back.
This episode has gone off the rails.
It started with the fashion icon.
McDonald's arches.
This is your fault,
Melissa. Man, I got the cream.
Now I got the first little jet missed. It's anywhere. You don't know what. Because the thing about physics, you got to know trajectory plus speed.
Yeah.
You don't know the speed.
And your body be doing different things. That hole ain't consistent every time.
Sure ain't. Could be off to the side. Could be some lint up in the hole.
It might split off into two.
You never know.
You never know.
If your pee splits off into two, you should see a doctor.
No, it'd be stuff in there. It'd be little lint balls.
Yeah, be that. And then if some things went on before bed.
It'd be covered out like that.
It'd be sticking.
Remember when he was little?
That hole.
You right. It was a little backed up.
It takes that first little bit to break everything open.
Then you got to find your stream. Then you got to adjust.
All of that just to hit the toilet the first couple seconds.
Because towards the end of your stream, you don't have as much velocity.
No, you don't.
So now you got to scoot up.
You ever
leave? And y'all just sit down and pee.
Cam, you ever? You ever have to just lean over and point down?
Do it with your butt tooted.
Marcus, I used to go pee in our old house. I used to just pee in the backyard. I'm not going to do all this. I'm peeing in the grass. Look, I don't have time.
Okay, if our first house out here, it'd be a house full of people. We had one bathroom. Anybody in the backyard, you go behind that garage.
Yeah.
Go on behind that garage.
We only had one bathroom. That's it.
Yes, this is chaos. I'm so sorry. I don't have nothing else to say. I wanted to talk about Janelle's. I just got a new apartment.
No.
Cody was like, Cody said,
I'm never going to stay here.
Build you something. You don't want to build nothing?
Cody said, these counters are different.
Yeah.
Well, big gulps, huh? See you later. They had nothing to talk about.
He's like, I'll ask her again if she wants to reconcile the reconciliation of the reconciling of the situation.
Cutting to the talking heads where they're like, he's like, I don't even know why she's showing me this. And then they cut to her. She's like, I don't even know why I'm telling him this.
No, she was like, he asked to come. Yeah. So I was like, can you hang this up? And then Cody's like, what am I, TaskRabbit?
Cody's just there to smash, and that's really
Janelle
all.
Janelle was just here to smash. Don't come to my house.
Unless you pulling
unless
out that
you have
dick.
A morning wood.
Right.
If you
morning
don't,
wood.
Stay at Robin's house.
Stay at Robin's house. You bring that pin when you come visit Big J. You hear me?
You get out the truck with it.
That's why he ain't got that hair right here. She been pulling it out while they doing it.
She said, I'm trying to get some sense of bananas here.
And drop this off in my drawer so we can go back to hating each other. I gotta go.
Drop it off in my drawers is crazy. But that's what she want from him.
Yeah.
He said he's got a great body. That's what he said.
She just wants these pecs.
Yes. Handsome. Got a great body.
Oh, God.
Ew. Janelle said you got TNA.
Cody, get over and give me that polygamous dick.
Yeah.
And drop it off.
Yeah, that's all she wants. That's so all she wants.
You ain't
want.
Giving none to Mary. Give me her. Give me that polygamy. Give me the extra you ain't gave to Mary.
Yeah.
I know you got it on you. Give me the polygamy dick. I know you got it on you.
Polygamy. He like it thick.
I don't know if we reviewed this show at all, but
we did.
We did enough, yeah, man. It's hard to fill an hour. Review.
This show is
hell,
about.
Hell, they couldn't fill an hour. How we gonna do it?
We doing y'all job for you. Ask some questions if you ain't got enough to fill out an episode.
Flashback.
Put a quiz in there.
Put a quiz.
They got a full production team over there.
Shoot, y'all making goulash out of episodes.
The staff ain't shit to do,
bruh. No. But I know that producer is just like, man, what y'all want me to do? All that doggone sepia episode.
They have showed that family picture so many times that I could see a corner of it. Picture. Somebody could show me a corner. I'd be like, that's a picture of the Brown family. Just a corner with just
the
fence.
That's the last one where they were smiling. That and Coyote Pass, I could recognize. I'm going to build a house over Coyote Pass because I'm sick of it.
All they do is replay.
The Coyote Pass?
Oh, yeah, Coyote Pass. That damn picture.
Field looks depressing.
Let me tell you, you could be kidnapped, blindfolded, dropped off, and you in Coyote Pass, and you would know. Hold on,
I know exactly where I'm at.
Janelle, help me!
Somebody tell me, hey man, you can have 40 acres. Let me go see it.
Coyote Pass, they ain't even paid the land off over here.
They ain't even paid the land.
They ain't paid the. They supposed to do it every year, and every year they say gotta pay the.
Anytime you know, I'm gonna go buy the girl some shoes. Well, you know, we gotta pay for the land.
Gotta be paid off. By the end of this year.
And the thing is, the year is changing in this season. So it ain't paid off.
No. And that's such a huge piece of land.
It's humongous.
And
they're going to build a high school there.
They wanted to put a little casita. A little bitty casita on acres.
Yeah. They're lying to each other.
You can literally just if you're going to order cement, just go ahead and order enough to pour the biggest damn foundation you possibly can and then just figure it out. Yes. Give me 20,000 square feet. And I figure it out.
You don't want a casita?
He said we can do 1,500 square feet, maybe 2,000 square feet on 19,000 acres.
You got 17,000 left when you're done.
Right.
Move this, build it in the middle.
Apparently, he's a hoarder. That's like his trailers, his cars, his. I'm like, what is he collecting?
He hoards wives as well.
He's hoarding wives.
They asked their kids, do you like this better than the RV? Boy, I'll kill you. Why would you ask me a stupid question? Do I like living on wheels versus an actual house?
That RV.
Why would you ask somebody that?
I got a remote control car bigger than that damn thing.
I said, why are you? I got mad at my laptop.
So deep. Yeah, she's like, you see, it's a deep sink. Before we just washed our hands in the rain.
It's a tub.
We just went out in the rain and caught it in our mouths, but now we can have the water pour from the faucet into a cup.
Lord.
Oh, this is great. Thank you guys so much for joining us on today's episode. If I said it wrong at the top, this is Sister Wives, episode 11, I think it's 12.
Episode 12.
Yeah, there you go. That's
Season 18, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can't see the forest for the trees.
Mm-hmm.
Vicious Nightwood, that's what we're going to call it.
Shut up.
Good night, y'all.
Men in the comments, y'all can attest. Josh got a pee.
No flex.
What? No
Josh, he didn't get in on the conversation. I know he had the issue.
Have you started watching Selling Sunset?
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.